The Malaysia airline MH370 disappeared on March 8, 2014.
大家都清楚，最近马航733班机就在飞往中国的途中，它突然失踪了。
And massive effort and massive resources has been deployed by many countries to search for the black box and the wreckage.
所有很多附近的国家花了一切的能力、物资、财力，去想去发现这个飞机有可能失事的残骸，以及寻找有可能失踪的地点。
Do you know why they do that?
大家知道他们为什么这样做呢
？Because they want to find out the truth.
因为他们想发现事情的真相。
So the pursuit of truth should be the highest goal of our life.
所以我们要寻找真理乃是因着我们想寻找真理我们应该把寻找真理成为我们生命的第一目标
especially the truth concerning our life and God and our destiny
尤其是对我们的生命对我们的未知的未来以及与神的关系应该成为我们首要追寻的目标
but the truthfulness of the truth has to be tested
但是是否为真理真理的本身是需要被考验的。
To my mind, there are three elements with which we can test the truth.
我发现我们必须要用三种不同的测试方式去考量一件事情是否为真理。
The first thing is the logical consistency. That means everything has to be conformed with the basic law of logic.
第一项，我们必须要有逻辑的思考。知道所有在这个真理里面包含的是有一个逻辑的合理一致性
Because our God is a God of rationality
因为我们的神乃是一个合理有理性的神
And the second test is the empirical adequacy That means we have to have enough data to make a conclusion
第二个我们要考验这件事是否为真理时，我们必须要知道它是否有足够的证据。
And then the third test is the experiential relevancy. That means it has to correspond to reality.
第三项乃是我们对一个事情发生是否合乎我们的经历是否合理。
At this moment, I'd like to digress a little bit to address Jordan's parents' concern.
在这边，我希望把话题稍微。岔开一点，我想在这边稍微提到刚刚卓然姊妹的见证。
The basic tenet of Buddhism is reincarnation or transmigration.
实际上，刚刚卓然所提到的，有关佛教的思考，
轮回，
佛教所它的模式乃是一个轮回的生命。
Reincarnation states that your present life is determined by your previous life.
佛教所思考的轮回乃是今生的生命的果乃是因为在来过去的生命的因。
So how many of you know your past life?
所以我在这边可以问大家可知道你的前世为何吗
?If you don't know your past life, how would you relate your past life to your present life?
如果你不知道你的过去，你怎么来活你今天的生活呢
？It does not correspond to reality.
所以，当我们这样思考的时候，我们就发现这个不与我们的现实认知所符合。
So you can use this point to challenge your parents.
所以，你也可以用这样的道理，你可以去与你的母亲来挑战。
Now let's go back to our theme.
让我们今天回到今天我们要讲的主题。
Let's have some very initial reflection on Jesus' life.
让我们来思想耶稣的生活。
Whether you believe him or not, everybody agrees that he has a powerful, successful public life.
不论你信他与否，但是我们不得不否认，耶稣曾经在这世上过了一个非常成功的一个生活。
And healed the sick and cast out the demon and turned water into wine.
因为他讲了非常有名有智慧的道理，他曾经把水变成酒，他曾经赶鬼。
And he also raised the dead to life.
他甚至能够使死人复活。
But this life ended in a final failure.
但是他的生命却好像一个在失败中结束了。
It's a terrible failure from a human perspective.
如果从人的眼光来看，他的这个生命结束是一个极大的失败。
He was arrested.
他乃是被捕捉。
And he was deserted by his disciples and followers.
然后他被捕捉的时候，他所有的亲近的朋友以及他的学生全部都弃他而逃。
And he suffered a terrible fate.Of crucifixion on the cross.
然后不单如此，他还经历了极大的痛苦，并且钉在十字架上。
You know, the first century Jews know the Old Testament very well.
大家可知道当时的
犹太人，
西元年初的犹太人，他们对旧约圣经是非常明了的。
And Deuteronomy chapter 21 verse 23 says, "Anyone hung on a tree is under God's curse."
在旧约里面说，任何人被是挂在树上死的，乃是被咒诅的。
Now the first century pious Jews may say, "Ah, it is sure a God's rejection."
所以第一世纪的犹太人马上就可以指着这一件事情来说，难怪他乃是被神所咒诅的。
And you know that even Jesus himself admit that.
你可知道，甚至耶稣自己也承认他自己是被咒诅的吗？
And he said on the cross,
"My God,
my God, why have you forsaken me?"
他在十字架上说：“我的神，我的神，你为何离弃我？”
Now let's pause and think a moment.
让我们停在这边思考一下。
Now if the story of Jesus ends at this point,
如果耶稣的故事就在这边停住的话
，we would have never heard of him.
我们后世的人将不会再听到耶稣这个人的名字了。
And it will disappear from the memory of history.
他将会在人类历史上从此消失。
And then people will say, "Ah, he is another messianic pretender."
所以很多人就会说，哦，他是那种假借自己认为自己是米赛亚的一个假先知罢了。
And but for the last 2,000 years up to now, we heard of Jesus.
但是事实上却是当他死以后2000年，我们世世代代都听过耶稣。
And even today you heard a wonderful testimony.
甚至到今天我们刚才听过一个非常美好的见证。
And this is why every Sunday we meet here to worship him.
这也是我们为什么每一个周日我们在这边主日清晨我们来敬拜神。
So would you ask yourself a question? Something must be happened afterHis crucifixion.
所以我们不得不问我们自己的问题，有一件事情一定是在他死以后发生了。
So the New Testament writers truly believe this something is the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
新约的作者都相信这一件事情扭转了他死亡的悲剧，乃是因为耶稣的复活。
But before we go further, I must explain to you what the Jesus resurrection mean.
但是在我继续的时候，我必须要停在这边跟大家说明耶稣复活的意义到底是什么。
Jesus' resurrection is not a spiritual resurrection.
耶稣的复活并不是只是灵性感性上的一个认知他的复活。
For spiritual resurrection, you can apply to anyone. You can say Mao Zedong has been spiritually survive.
如果只是一个灵性或思想上的复活，我们甚至可以说毛泽东他的思想不死，他今天仍然活着。
And the Bible clearly tells us that Jesus' resurrection is a bodily resurrection.
但是圣经却很清楚地告诉我们，耶稣的复活乃是一个肉体的复活。
And this kind of resurrection is an everlasting victory over mortality.
当这个肉体的复活的时候，他就证实了他战胜了死亡，死亡再也不能辖制他的生命。
And this Christ raised to a life of unending glory.
而这个基督他当复活的时候，他就得了荣耀，一直到永远。
And I must also say that Jesus' resurrection is not equal to resuscitation of life, just like Lazarus had experienced.
而我也在说，耶稣这个复活并不是当一个人快死的时候，你把他救活了，只是延续他的苟延他的生命罢了。
You know, Lazarus was raised from the dead, but he died again.
但是我们都很清楚，拉撒路从死里是被复活了，但是他至终他的这个肉体还是要经历死亡。
As a matter of fact, after Jesus' resurrection, he went to Cyprus, according to historians, to preach the gospel of resurrection.
但是我们也发现，当耶稣复活的时候，新约告诉我们，他到 Cyprus 去跟其他人讲述他自己的复活。
In fact, they found his grave and the tombstone.
而这些人，他们如果大家去到那里的话，也会发现坟墓还有他那个坟墓的石头。
On his tombstone, there was an inscription which read like this.
如果大家如果今天去的话，可以看见那个坟墓，坟墓上的石头是这样子刻着的。
Lazarus, friend of Jesus, twice dead.
拉撒路，耶稣的朋友，死了两次。
I also have to mention that resurrection, bodily resurrection.Resurrection is not a new concept for the first century Jews.
这我也要跟大家提示的是，第一世纪的犹太人，一个身体的复活并不是一件新鲜的事。
And they all believe there will be a general resurrection at the end of history.
对他们来说，他们都非常相信，当人死以后，我们会复活的。
But Jesus' resurrection is not a eschatological event means end time event, but it's in the history.
但是耶稣的复活并不是一个末世才会发生的事情，乃是在人类历史当中所发生的事情。
Now why resurrection is so important? Because it has today become our faith article of faith.
为什么耶稣的复活那么重要呢？因为它成为我们所有信仰的一个事实根据。
And Paul go further and said,
然后保罗继续这样子说，
And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
如果耶稣没有复活，我们所传的一切都枉然了，你们的信心也就枉然了。
But today we see transformation of life.
但是我们今天却实实看在在的看到一个生命的转变更
新。And today we see people willing to be baptized.
然后我们今天也看见今天有人愿意受洗。
And today we meet each other on the resurrected day, which is Sunday.
然后我们众人在主日的时候，我们一起来聚集。主日乃是主复活的日子。
So it tells us our preaching is not useless.
所以在这边更表明了，我们今天在这边所传的并不是枉然的。
And our faith is not nothing.
我们的信心并不是死的。
So when I first become a Christian, I asked a pastor.
所以当我刚成为基督徒的时候，我问一位牧师。
And said, "How do you know Jesus resurrect?"
我问他，你怎么知道耶稣复活了呢？
And he said, "You just use your brain too much. Jesus is God. Of course, he will be resurrected."
他说，你不要用你的思用你头脑太多了。耶稣是神，他当然他复活了嘛。
And then asked, "How do you know Jesus is God?"
然后我继续问他，那你又怎么知道耶稣是神呢？
Well, because Jesus resurrected to prove he's God.
然后他说，因为耶稣复活了，所以证明他是神呢。
So we Christians ought not use this kind of circular logic.
所以我就发现，我们的基督徒实在不应该用这种一种自我解释的这种逻辑去思考。
So today I'm going to offer three principal lines of evidences.
所以我今天要在这边与大家用三个原则来解释耶稣的复活。
First is Jesus' self-understanding.
第一个，我们要对耶稣的自己的本身有一个认知。
So this self-revelation is very important. If he doesn't know, then how can I believe him?
如果耶稣不了解自己，不自我表达他自己的本性的话，我们怎么了解认识耶稣呢？
And then the second evidence is the eyewitnesses.
第二个就是人的见证，
which lead to the evidence of the empty tomb and Jesus' appearance.
而这个见证是从当他们发现这个空坟墓的存在，以及后来看到耶稣真正显现在他们眼前的时候，他们就见证他们所看到的是真实的。
So the third evidence is the dating of the historical records.
第三个乃是历史 记载的日期。
Basically, is to answer the question: You believe in the Bible? How do you know it's right?
实际上，这又回到我们一个很根本的问题：你相信圣经吗？你又怎么知道圣经讲的是真理呢？
Now, first, let's look at Jesus' self-understanding.
让我们来看看耶稣怎么来表明他自己。
One day, the teachers and the Pharisees came to Jesus and asked him to perform a miracle.
有一天，律法师和圣经教师来到耶稣面前说：“耶稣，你行为我们行个神迹。”
And Jesus said to them, in fact, rebuke them. You boys know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, and how come you do not know the sign of the time?
实际上，那个时候耶稣并没有直接回答他们，耶稣反而指责他们说。你们如果能有智慧去分析天空的看天色知道明天的天气 你们怎么不能从这个事现在的事件了解神的心意呢
And Jesus bluntly said A wicked adulterous generation asked for a miracle
他说你们这个黑暗又淫乱的世代啊，你们今天居然还想来到神面前看到神迹吗
Ah, no
Oh, 并不是这样子
But none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah.
他说没有人可以看到再看到神迹了除了约拿的神迹之外
And then Jesus continued to qualify what he just said.
然后耶稣继续来讲他所谓约拿的神迹为何
And he said, as Jonah was in the belly of a huge fish 3 days and 3 nights, so the Son of Man will be at the heart of the earth.
他于是跟这些律法师跟圣经教师说当约拿在大鱼的肚子里面三天三夜的时候人子也要如此
And then he continued to say I am greater than Jonah
然后他继续说我比约拿还大
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢
Means his preaching is more effective than Jonah
就代表说他的讲的道要比约拿所传的道更有果效，更伟大。
And Jonah was a sign of repentance of the man of Nineveh.
约拿所传的以及他的故事，乃是要告诉我们神要对尼尼微城这些人的救恩。
And Jesus preaching through the church is a sign to repentance of all people and nations.
而耶稣所传的乃是要全世界的人借着教会悔改。得到救恩
And when it comes to wisdom, Jesus said, I am greater than Solomon.
当讲到智慧的时候，耶稣自己说，我比所罗门王还要有智慧。
And let me give you an example to show that Jesus' preaching is more effective than Jonah.
让我举一个例子，让告诉大家，耶稣所传的道实在是最有智慧，比所罗门还要有智慧。
In 1949, it was the beginning of the persecution of the Chinese people.
大家如果记得在1949年乃是中国大陆正在经历一个极大患难的时候。
In 1950, it was said that 49 pastors from Wenzhou have been sent to labor camp near the Russia border.
在1950年的时候光光在温州这个地方就有49位牧师被下放去劳改
Only one returned and the rest of them was imprisoned for 20 years
只有一个人后来下放之后能够回来其他所有的人都下在牢里了
In 1958 all the Christian church had been closed
在1958年中国大陆所有的教会全部关闭
And some foreigner came to China and Jiang Qing the wife of Mao Zedong and said to them
当有一个外籍人士到中国访问的时候毛泽东的太太江青对这位外籍人士说
And she said Christianity is dead and buried
她说基督教在中国已经完全结束了已经埋葬了再也不会 复活了
It has been confined in the history section of a museum
这将会成为中国历史当中可以放在历史文物博物馆的一件事情罢了
In 1970 a USVisiting Christian delegation came to China.
在1970年，一个基督教的组织来到中国
，and they make a very appalling statement.
然后他们在那边就说了一句非常引人深省的一句话
：There's not a single Christian left in China.
他们说 在中国找不到任何一位基督徒了，再也找不到了。
Has been totally eradicated from the mainland China.
也就是说，中国大陆的基督教已经完全丧失了，完全灭亡了。
God's invisible hand still working on China.
但是神那他看不见伟大的手仍然在中国做工。
In 1979, President Richard Nixon came to China and cracked open the Iron Curtain.
当1979年美国尼克森总统到中国访问的时候，他开始打开中国的铁门了。
And everybody remember that 1989 was the June 4th pro-democracy movement.
如果大家还记得，在1989年的时候，天安门的学生运动开始了。
And I read a report that after a year, those who join the church is more than those who join Communist Party.
就在1989年之后，过一年，他们发现，中国人口里面愿意入党人数，加入教会信基督教的人数大于愿意加入共产党的人数。
And from this point on, the Chinese underground church start to grow gradually.
也就在那个时候，中国的地下教会开始慢慢成长了。
In 2009, in Hong Kong, there's a newspaper with such a wonderful picture showing on the front page.
在2009年，一个香港的教会组织，它登了一个照片在他们的刊物上。
And right above the entrance of the Forbidden City, there was usually have a Mao Zedong's picture.
通常我们大家如果去中国就知道，在进入紫禁城的时候，你会看见毛泽东的像大大的挂在门口。
But in place of this picture on this paper, they put on a huge banner saying, "Christ is risen."
但是这个刊物却登了一个照片，乃是在这个毛泽东照片之前，他们前面有一个布条，上面写耶稣复活了。
So I don't know how true is this number, but I go to the internet and find out today there was over 130 million born again Christians.
我不能完全的确定我底下的数据，但是根据我现在的研究出来的现在的报告，是中国大陆现在有1亿3千多万人是信主的，
and for those
乃是重生归入主的。
And for those who had joined George and go to the short-term missionary, probably you will support my statement.
也许这些曾经与 George 一起去短宣到中国大陆去传福音的，你也许可以来支持我刚刚讲的数据。
Another event which support Jesus' self-revelation is this story written in the Bible.
另一个耶稣自我表明的一个证据，乃是在圣经里面这样记载的。
You know, after he cleansed the temple, and then some Jews demand Jesus to perform a miracle to prove that you have the right and power to do such thing.
当耶稣洁净了圣殿的时候，这些法利赛人还有撒都该人就挑战耶稣说：“你必须要告诉我们你何来的权利，你可。”胆敢在这边做这样的事。
And Jesus make an object lesson because at that moment Jesus was standing on the ground of the temple.
而耶稣当他正在站在圣殿的时候，他就做了一个证例告诉他们。
And then he said, destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days.
他说你们可以这个圣殿3日之内将会被拆毁，而我在三日之内我要再把它建立起来。
And the people protest. What are you talking about? This temple was built in 46 years, and then you're going to destroy it instantly, and then rebuild again?
然后所有在听到的人都耻笑他说：“你在说什么？这个圣殿的建筑物是花了46年才建立的，你居然要说你3天就可以把它摧毁，3天之后再把它盖起来吗？”
And Jesus qualified his statement by saying that I am spoken of my body.
然后耶稣接下来告诉他们所指的是什么， 他说 我所指的乃是我的身体。
You know something, this temple and body relationship eventually was evolved into a doctrine that our body is the temple of God.
大家可知耶稣把身体与圣殿两个互相连贯的关系象征了我们身体就是圣殿，后来到后来我们的教义里面就成为我们今天信仰中的一部分，也就是我们的身体乃是神的圣殿。
And after he made this statement, someday later, he was brought before the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin.
当耶稣讲完这句话之后，过了一段时间，他就被带到祭司长以及公会面前。
And Jesus was accused of blasphemy.
耶稣在那边被他们指控耶稣说他们亵渎神。
Why? Because only Christ and God can make such a statement.
他们为什么说耶稣亵渎神呢？因为只有弥赛亚跟神可以做这样的一个宣告。
And now you said you can destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days?
然后他说你怎么可以说你可以把这个圣殿所摧毁三日之后再建立起来呢？
You are blaspheme against God.
你对神你是亵渎神。
But the disciples still not understand what was going on.
但是他所有听到这些话的他自己的门徒却不了解耶稣到底在说什么。
Not until Jesus' resurrection, the disciples recall what he had said.
直到耶稣他自己复活以后，他们的门徒才了解耶稣当时在说什么。
And then the Bible says they believe the scripture and the word of Jesus had spoken.
他们那个时候就突然了解说他们现在知道经上所记的是什么，以及他们夫子也就是耶稣曾经告诉他们的意义是什么。
And the disciple moved from doubt to conviction.
所以那个时候的门徒从他一个困惑有疑问当中，他们变成一个确信的人。
So this is why resurrection is so important.
所以为什么复活是那么的重要？
And become the basis for our faith.
这乃是我们信仰的基础。
The second evidence is the empty tomb and the eyewitnesses of his disciples and other people.
第二个乃是空坟墓以及他所有的门徒还有其他人的一个见证。
After the Sabbath, at the dawn of the first day, an angel came from heaven to roll back the stone.
当安息日近了以后，他们突然有位天使下来，把坟墓的大石头给挪走了。
And his appearance was like lightning, and his clothes white as snow.
当他出现的时候，天使的衣服洁白。
There was a violent earthquake.
那个时候地有大地震。
The Roman guards shook like a dead man.
而所有看守的士兵因着天使的出现吓得魂不附身。
And then a group of women came to visit the tomb and carry with them a perfume or burial ointment.
而有一群妇女们就来到耶稣的坟墓，想为耶稣的尸体敷上香膏。
And this group of women was led by Mary Magdalene.
而这一群妇女其中一个带领的就是摩大拉的玛利亚。
And then Mary Jesus mother,
然后
James mother Mary,
然后另一个是雅各的母亲玛利亚。
And then Salami, 萨罗米。
萨罗米。
And then Joanna, 约雅拿。
另一个是约雅拿。
And then Magdalene asked the angel.
然后马大拉的玛利亚就摩大拉的玛利亚就问这个天使
，Where's the body of my Lord?
他说，我主的尸体在哪里啊
？Are you looking for the Lord of Nazarene?
然后天使说，你是在寻找拿撒路人的主吗
？How can you look for the living from the in the land of the dead?
你怎么会在死人的当中去找活人呢
？And come and see where your Lord lay.
天使说：“来，你来看看你主的尸体在哪里。
”His reason,
他已经复活了。
And then angel, charged her to, and by saying, "Go tell your disciples."
然后天使就继续告诉这群父母说，去把主的门徒找来。
And then he went to find the disciples.
然后这一群妇女就去把耶稣的门徒找来。
And on their way, they met the resurrected Jesus.
当他们在来的半路，他们遇到了耶稣，复活的耶稣。
And they crossed Jesus' feet and worshiped him.
然后他们在扑倒在耶稣的脚前敬拜他。
Jesus said, "Fear not, and go to tell my brother."
耶稣跟他们说，不要怕，去告诉我的弟兄们。
When I meditate on these verses, my heart was warm.
当我思考这节经文的时候，我的心都暖了。
Jesus said, "Go to see my brothers."
耶稣说，去把我的弟兄们找来。
And then this woman went to the 11 disciples.
当这一群妇女去把这耶稣的十一个门徒找来的时候
，And they said nonsense. I don't believe that.
而这些门徒听到这些妇女所讲呢，他们说这太可笑了，不可能有这样的事发生。
So at this moment, I would like to mention something which I think is very significant.
但是妇女们却讲出一句话，对我来说，我觉得他们讲的话是非常要紧的。
So in the ancient world, females were not considered to be capable of being reliable witnesses.
因为在古时候，妇女们所讲的话是在法律上面是不认为是有效的，因为不认为妇女们讲的话是可靠的。
Now think of this: if empty tomb is a fake story, is a make-up fable, then why they ask the woman to be the witnesses?
大家可以想象，如果当时的文化是如此的话，那如果这个空坟墓的第一现场，他们怎么会找一个，如果这个故事是假的，他们怎么会去找女人去做这一个第一现场的见证人呢？
So by this we can eliminate the possibility of false witnesses.
如果是这样子的话，我们几乎可以证明说这个故事是真的，并没有所谓的假见证的发生。
Now, after this woman told the story about the risen Lord to the 11, and two of them went to the tomb.
当这些妇女们告诉这十一门徒空坟墓的事情的时候，有两个门徒开始跑去空坟墓。
The first one is Mark.
第一个是马可。
And he was the younger one.
他乃是一个年轻的。
And then Simon Peter, who is much older.
那
彼得
乃是一个比较年长的。
And then they ran to the tomb.
他们两个人就跑到坟墓那里。
And right now we have some reflection right here.
然后在这边我们可以反思一下。
So faith is not a leap in a vacuum, but a commitment that is born out of studies.
所以我们要知道，信心不是盲从的心理的一个跳跃，乃是因着某一个证据而我们在这个里面扎根往前走。
So these two disciples put their effort, ran to the tomb to find out.
所以这两个门徒听到这件事情之后，他们就往坟墓那边去跑去。
And this is the attitude we all should learn.
这乃是我们说大家所应该学习的一种态度。
And if you said, "Oh, okay, you said resurrection, I don't care."
也许你说，哦，有人复活，那又怎么样嘛？
Then you'll never find out the truth.
那你永远不会发现何为真理。
So the younger Mark arrived at the tomb first.
所以这个年轻的马可先跑到坟墓口。
And look into the tomb.Couldn't find Jesus' body.
然后他跑进了坟墓，发现里面他找不到主的尸体。
But instead, he saw two pieces of linen placed on one side of the bed and the other on the other side.
但是他在里面却看见裹尸布放在两旁。
And few minutes later, Simon Peter came.
而就几分钟以后，
西门彼得
跑进来了。
And they went into the tomb.
然后他跑到坟墓里面
，and he also saw two pieces of strip of linen.
他同时也看见两块裹尸布。
And on one side, he saw the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head.
他一边的布乃是包住 他的主耶稣的头尸体的头的布。
And then another part is the linen that wrap around Jesus' body.
然后另一边是包住耶稣原来包住耶稣身体的布。
And both linens were collapsed.
他就发现这两块布就这样子消下去了。
In a very orderly manner.
乃是非常整齐的这个变成一个二度空间的躺在这个石头上。
And then Mark make a very important remark in the Bible.
然后马可就做了一个这样的注解。
He saw and believed.
他看了就信了。
Now today I'm going to present a whole bunch of evidence to you. What are you going to do with this evidence?
今天我要问大家，今天你如果看到这样的事实，这样的证据的时候，你要怎么样做决定呢？
This is why one pastor said, faith is taking a step in the same direction that the evidence point.
有一个牧师说，何谓信心？信心乃是因着一个证据，你把你的心思意念再跟着这个证据再往前走一步。
So we don't have exhaustive information all the time.
我们并不是有所有的证据我们棘手可得。
But we have enough information for us to take the step.
但是我们却有足够的证据让我们的信心在其中成长。
So when it comes to faith and reason in the play, one pastor said in this way.
所以当我们就发现信心与证据放在以及理性放在这里的时候，他们是两个是互相融合、互相交错的。
And he
said, 有一个牧师这样子说。
God has given us enough reasons so we can live by faith.
他说神已经给我们足够的理性跟理由以至于我们可以跟着信心往前。
But we cannot live by reason alone without faith.
但是我们不可以光光只有理性而没有信心。
And George MacDonald, who is a Scottish Christian writer, say in this way.
有一个Scottish 的一个学者MacDonald 他这样子说，
To give truth to a person who does not love the truth is to only give more reasons for misinterpretation.
他说当你把真理给一个对真理毫无信心毫无兴趣的人的时候，你只是招来更多的问题罢了。
Have you had this kind of experience? People come to a Bible study group and keep asking questions, but they never ponder upon your answer.
大家有这样的经历吗？也许在查经班当中，有些人来到查经班，他不断的问问题，但是他却不肯在这个他得到的答案当中好好的去思考。
So if pursuit truth is your highest order in your life, then you should take this evidence seriously.
如果追寻真理是我们生命当中的首位的话，我们必须要对我们今天所看到的证据要好好的去思考。
So what MacDonald really said is, faith is a moral responsibility.
MacDonald 这个学者跟我们说，我们的信心乃是我们道德里面的一个责任。我们对道德有责任的话，我们必须要有信心。
So we know that empty tomb is not the only evidence to prove that Jesus had been resurrected.
我们也知道空坟墓不单单是耶稣复活的唯一证据。
Because there are many, many reasons why the tomb was empty.
因为我们可以说有很多可能性使这个坟墓里面今天没有尸体。
So throughout the generations, we see people give us some kind of swoon theory, stolen body theory, and hallucination theory.
所以经过多年多世纪，大家有不同认为今天在那边是一个空坟墓，有他们给予不同的理由。也许有人他说这是一个欺骗，也许有人说这是一个幻觉，也许有人说是门徒把尸体偷走等等。
And then the bribery theory, and then the wrong place theory.
或者有人是用这个贿赂的一种说法，或者说是
wrong place, you come to the wrong tomb.
或者说是这些妇女或门徒，他们实际上跑错了坟墓了。
But none of this speculation can explain why the disciples martyred for the name of the Lord in their later life.
但是这些理由都 不能够成为一个更好的能够去解释为什么后来这些耶稣的门徒都愿意为这件事去死。
You know that doubting Thomas, 多马。
大家也知道这个多疑的多马。
After he was convinced that Jesus had been resurrected, he went to India as a missionary.
当他对耶稣的复活有怀疑的时候，但是他就却真真实实看到耶稣复活的时候，他信了，于是他也把福音一直传到印度去。
Today, in the east coast of India, you can find the Mar Thomas Church, which is the oldest denominational church.
如果今天你到印度的东海岸的时候，你会发现有多马教会在那边，他们传经过历史历代，多马把这个福音传给那当地的人。
So the most reasonable explanation for the empty tomb is that Jesus has been resurrected as believed by the Christians.
所以唯一 合理的解释就是耶稣真真实实的复活了，就有如基督徒记载在圣经里面的事迹是一样的。
Now let's turn to the theme passage, the 1 Corinthians chapter 15.We are going to look at verse 1 through verse 11.
那现在我们翻开经文印在周报后面，就哥林多前书15章从第一节到11节。
Now let me first read the first two verses, okay?
让我首先念头两节。
Now brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand.By this gospel you are safe, if you hold firm to the word I preach to you, otherwise you have believed in vain.
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。
Now,Paul said, the gospel I preach, and then it said, this word I preach. What does this gospel and word mean?
保罗说，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们，也把你们你们也因着这福音所领受。那保罗所讲的福音所传的是什么呢？
So, it is the resurrection.
就是耶稣的复活。
Why? Because if you look at the Bible from a contextual point of view, the subsequent verses it talk about resurrection.
如果我们看整本圣经的话，我们从它文字里面记载，我们知道整个圣经是讲到耶稣的复活。
And then I'm going to read verse 3 to verse 7.
我们接下来我念第三节到第七节。
For what I receive, I pass on to you as of first importance.That Christ died for our sins according to the scripture.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说的，为我们的罪死，而且埋葬了。
That he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
And that he appears to Peter, and then to the 12.
并且显给基法，也就是彼得看，然后显给十二使徒看。
After that, it appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep.
后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却 也有已经睡着了。
Then it appeared to James, then to all the apostles.
以后显给雅各看，再显给使徒看。
You know something? These few verses was recited in the first century church every Sunday morning.
大家可知道吗？就在第一世纪的基督教信徒们的聚会的时候，这几节经文是他们每主日都要重新重复讲述的经文。
In order to remind the believers that our Lord Jesus had been resurrected.
要提醒当时的信徒们，我们的主基督耶稣已经复活了。
And in this paragraph, Paul never mentioned the empty tomb.
在这个里面，保罗从来没有提到空坟墓的事。
And he never talked about the details of Jesus' appearance.
他也从来没有提说耶稣显现的一些细节。
For the empty tomb and the details of appearance, you have to refer to the Gospels.
因为你想知道耶稣怎么样显现给人看的一些细节以及空坟墓的描述的话，你必须要回到福音书。
But he lists the witnesses.
但是他在这边却讲出来有很多见证人。
It's Peter and the 12.
他说不单单有彼得跟十二个使徒。
And James and all the apostles.
还有雅各，还有所有的使徒。
And to me, the most powerful evidence is that Jesus appeared to more than 500 people.
对我来说，一个更大的证据是，耶稣一时显给五百多弟兄们看。
And more than 250 of them were still alive at that time of the writing.
而当保罗正在写这封书信的时候，其中250位以上的弟兄们还活着。
So this gives us a very strong confidence to believe is it true.
所以这个给我们这个可信度大大的增加。
Just like today, if you write something about 911 and make a mistake, I can be sure that many people will challenge you.
就好像今天，如果我们今天把美国在911发生的悲剧写下来的时候，如果有任何的笔误的话，我相信很多人会出面指出你的笔误。
And then his appearance to a vast majority removed the possibility of hallucination.
所以当他在这边，我们发现他有超过250位的见证的时候，我们可以把所谓的幻觉的这种说法假设给挪去。
And then let us read just verse 8.
然后我们接下来看第八节。
And the last of all, he appears to me also as to one abnormally born.
末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
Now, Paul, after saying all these outside evidences, he talked about his personal first-hand evidence.
当保罗说了这一切在外在的见证，这些客观的见证的时候，他接下来说他自己主观的经历了。
You know how Paul became a Christian?
大家可知道保罗他自己怎么样成为基督徒的呢？
Because the resurrected Lord personally appeared to him.
因为耶稣复活的耶稣亲自跟他显现了。
So another thing I'd like to point out is very interesting.
接下来我想很把一些有意思的地方指给大家看。
And all the disciples and all the apostles knew Jesus from his birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection.
所有的门徒，所有跟随他们的跟随耶稣的人，所有的使徒，当耶稣还年轻的时候，他们就一直认识他了，直到他复活。
But Paul knew Jesus in the reverse order.
但是保罗却是相反的方向来认识这位耶稣的。
He understood the resurrection first, and then he go back to look at Jesus' life.
他是先认识耶稣的复活，然后才了解耶稣的生命。
So this journey of regression allow him to use the resurrection as a lens to see other things.
所以因着他这样子的一个角度，这样的一个方向来认识耶稣的时候，他可以用复活成为来了解耶稣的一个角度。
And therefore import significance and meaning into them.
他就可以把他这复活的意义附着于他所有的著作里面。
So we know that the disciples provide information about the resurrection.
所以我们知道所有的门徒他们给予耶稣复活的这些资料。
But Paul provides explanation and doctrine of the resurrection.
但是保罗却把这些资料给解释了，他把复活的意义给阐明出来。
This is why Paul's writing is far more than all the disciples combined.
所以保罗他接下来写的书信放在圣经里面的他所有的书信超过所有其他作者 新约作者所合起来的
So as Paul moved from consciousness to conviction to conscience, his life changed.
所以当保罗是一个理性的一个眼光去看的时候，他在经过经历的时候，再重回到他以理性眼光来写的时候，他整个的生命改变了。
And only our conscience can move us into action.
因为只有我们的理性可以使我们驱动鼓动我们有所行动。
And then let's look at how Paul's life changed.
让我们看看保罗的生命是如何受到改变的呢？
And verse 9 says, For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle.
第九节说，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前
Because I persecute the church of God.
因为我从前逼迫神的教会。
Now, what does it mean? Paul used to be a terrorist.
那这是什么意思呢？原来，保罗以前就好像一个暴徒一样。
And then he said, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect."
然后保罗说：“然而我今日成了何等人，是乃是神的恩典所形成的。
”And Paul even encouraged us.I work harder than all of them, yet not by the grace of God that was with me.
他说我今天所做的工比任何的使徒更要辛苦，乃是因为神的恩造就了我。
Now, why Paul has such a tremendous transformation in his life?
我们看见保罗为何有如此大的生命转变呢？
And it's because he met the resurrected God.
乃是因为他自己亲身经历，也亲眼看到复活的耶稣了。
So at this moment, I believe I have present enough evidence to say that Jesus had been resurrected.
所以我想到现在为止，我已经把足够的证据告诉你，耶稣是实际上是真真实实复活了。
But there's still a king-size problem.
但是仍然还有一个非常大的问题要解决。
How do you know the scripture that you keep referring to is correct?
你又怎么知道你刚刚所引用的这些经文它本身是真实的呢？
Let's look at some historical timeline.
让我们看看一些历史上的记载，好吗？
First of all, the fall of the Jerusalem predicted by Jesus took place in 70 AD.
第一个，耶稣所预言会发生的事情，就在
主后七十年。
对于耶稣所有的记载是在主后七十年所完成的。
I mean, the fall of the Jerusalem.
Fall of the Jerusalem.
Fall of, 就是耶路撒冷垮。
I'm sorry. Fall. 这个耶路撒冷圣城的毁灭是在主后七十年发生的事。
And then after AD 66, there was a constant conflict between the Jews and Rome.
在第四世纪的时候，西元六六年的时候
，The Jew and the Roman Empire constantly in conflict.
犹太人跟当时的罗马政府不停的有征战。
And in AD 65, I'm going back in time. Peter was Martha.
然后我们又发现，在主后六十五年，彼得殉道了。
And then we go back in time. 64, Paul was Martha.
然后我们再推回去，在主后六十四年，保罗殉道了。
And James was martyred in AD 62.
雅各是在西元六十二年殉道。
Now, if you look at the book of Acts,
但是如果我们看见使徒行传的话
，and you will find out all this important event was not recorded, not a single word recorded.
然后我们突然发现，在使徒行传这些重大使徒的殉道，居然完全没有记载在。圣经的使徒行传里面。
And more interesting, the book of Acts ended very abruptly.
然后我们突然也会看见使徒行传的记载突然就是一个突然好像没有一个正常的一个结束，它就突然结束了。
So from this we can deduct that the book of Acts was written before 62 AD.
所以从这个写的这个 形式来说，我们可以推算《使徒行传》是在主后62年以前所写的，所完成的。
And the crucifixion took place in A.D. 30.
A.D. 30,
主耶稣30岁嘛。
然后我们也知道，是在西元30年的时候，耶稣被钉在十字架上。
So from the recorded document to the actual event.It's only maybe 10-15 years.
所以我们就发现《使徒行传》的记载，距离耶稣被钉的时候也不过10-20年的时间。
But in verse 3, Paul said, "I receive this information and pass on to you."
然后在保罗自己的书信说，当我收到这，我把先前所传的给你们。
So receive from whom? From the disciples.
他说：“那保罗先前所知道的是从哪里来的呢？就是从、使徒而来的。”
Of the disciples is far closer to the resurrection than Paul's writing.
所以这些使徒们所给保罗的信息，要比保罗接下来要写的书信更靠近耶稣钉的、被钉十字架的时间。
So this gives us a historical authenticity and reliability of Paul's writing.
所以这也就印证了、保罗书信的真实性，因为他的时间是非常、接近。
And the historian always tell us, with something happened right now, and then take a long time to record it, and there will be a lot of legends introduced into it.
历史学家都告诉我们，当有一些历史事情发生的时候，如果经历过很长的时间，在记载。才发生的时候，中间有很多不同的一个传说或传言都会加入这些记载里面。
But in terms of Jesus' resurrection, the event and the record only few years apart.
但是我们却发现，圣经上的记载耶稣被钉十字架、个复活到这些书信成书的时候，也不过几年的时间。
And let me give you some comparison.So that you will appreciate what I just tell you.
让我给大家一些比较，以至于你们可以更能了解我刚刚所提的意思是什么。
Alexander the Great died in 323 BC.
亚历山大在主前西元前323年死的。
But not until 400 years later, his first biography.Was published.
但是一直等到西元后400年，他的传记才形成。
And Buddha was a person 600 years before Christ.
而佛祖是在主前西元前600年的一个人物。
But the first Buddhism scripture was published on 100 years after.Jesus' resurrection.
但是第一本佛经却是在西元后100年才成书的。
And then Muhammad was born in 570 AD.
穆罕默德在西元前570年，他是西元前570年的人物。
But the Quran become a scripture took place 100 years later.
但是可兰经却是在他死以后100年才成书。
So we have high confidence that the scripture I just quoted to you is reliable and believable.
所以我可以跟大家说，我刚刚所引用的经文，它的可信度是非常的高的。
So now I'm going to turn to another subject and telling that what happened in the last week of Jesus' life is very important to our faith.
接下来我会跟大家说，为什么耶稣在世上的最后一个礼拜是。对我们的信仰是非常的重要。
So when we talk about resurrection, we must recognize the death of Jesus.
当我们讲到耶稣的复活的时候，我们不得不去看耶稣的死。
Jesus has to die in order to resurrect, right?
他要复活，他就必须要先死。
And when we talk about Christ's death, we must recognize his incarnation.
我们如果要知道他的死的话，我们就要知道他是如何成为肉身的。
When we talk about the incarnation, we have to recognize his birth.
如果我们要知道他如何成为肉身的，我们必须要了解他是如何出生的。
When we talk about his birth, we must recognize the virgin birth.
当我们看他的出生的时候，我们就必须要不得不去看他是 是不是童女所生？
And the virgin birth is a natural outworking of Jesus' sinlessness.
当我们看见他是童女所生的，我们就看见耶稣他是一个无罪性的一个人。
So after Jesus' resurrection, a new world, a new creation has begun.
当耶稣道成肉身的时候，一个崭新的创造就开始了。
At this moment of the history, there are two worlds running alongside.
所以当我们经历今天的世界的时候，实际上有两个世界正在并驾齐驱往前。
And we are living in the old world.
我们现在仍然活在旧有的世界。
But there's a new creation running parallel.
但是有另一个新造的世界正在平行的进行。
And resurrection can be understood as an intersection between the new creation and the old creation temporarily.
但是我们道成肉身在复活的时候，他就成为这个两个平行世界当中的桥梁，让我们互相能够沟通。
Now after we understand the resurrection, we have to ask a question, so what?
也许我们今天说，好，今天就算复活了，那又如何呢？
And I will end the sermon very quick.
然后我马上就会结束我的讲道。
And first, our life is short.
第一个，我们要了解我们的生命短暂。
And nobody can deny that our life is filled with sorrow and trouble.
我们不可否认我们的生命当中经历了劳苦愁烦。
And there are many sufferings which we cannot explain.
我们经过很多的苦难，我们无法解释。
And some are even irrational.
很多时候根本超越我们可以理性可以面对的。
But eventually we are going to face two realities.
但是我们至终我们要必须面对两个神学问题。
The evil in our heart and our death.
第一个就是我们内心中的邪恶以及要面对的死亡。
Now the atheism do not believe there's a God.
无神论的人不相信世界上有神。
So they believe that we are living in a closed system without any transcendent influence.
他们认为我们今天活着在是一个封闭的一个系统底下，并没有系统外面的神来介入。
And beyond the grave is a great silence.
我们死以后就进入一个沉寂。
And there's no judgment.
而且也没有审判。
And then no evil, injustice, unfairness happen in this life cannot have a closer.
因为没有审判，也没有对邪恶有所处理，因此我们对今天的经历的所有的邪恶跟苦难，并没有一个得到一个解决。
And so therefore, morality in this life has no meaning.
因此，我们今天在这个世界上所有的道德是没有意义的。
And morality is very important to human being.
而道德对我们的人是多么的重要呢？
And if morality has no meaning, then everything.Under the sun has no meaning.
如果这人世间没有道德的话，那在世光之下，我们所做的一切都没有意义了。
And no wonder Solomon cried out and said, "Under the sun, all is meaningless."
难怪所罗门说，在日光底下一切都是虚空。
But on the other hand, if we believe in God and resurrection,
但是如果你相信神，你也相信耶稣的复活。
And there is a life and after death.
你就相信我们死以后会有一个新的生命。
And the First Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 22, we just jump down there, not here. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ.
在哥林多前书第十五章这边说，当我们所有人在亚当里面死的时候，我们在基督里面也活了。
And because of resurrection, we saw death from a different perspective.
因为耶稣的复活，我们今天对死亡有一个不同的角度和认知。
I lost my parents 10 years ago.
我十年前我的父母死了。
It's very sad.
对我来说是伤悲的。
But to our Christian, this is a temporary loss.
但是对我们基督徒来说，这乃是一个暂时的分离。
Very much like we are saying goodbye to our loved ones on a train station or airport.
就好像今天我们对我们心爱的人在火车站或者飞机场跟他们说再见。
Yes, we are not willing to part.
是的，我们很难与他们分离。
But we know one day we are going to meet each other on the arrival gate.
但是我们确信有一天我们将在一个渡口我们可以再见的。
So only In that paradigm, can our struggle with death and evil be explained?
因着这样子，我们才能解释，何谓才能对罪恶和死做一个解释。
And then I'm going to make a last statement as a choice from you.
接下来我会给大家让你们做一个决定。
The Lord of Life brings justice upon those who reject His mercy.
生命的主，他将会给我们带来公义的审判。
But the Lord of Life also gives mercy to those who cry out for it.
而生命的主同时也有恩典，对所有愿意要寻求生命的人，他也会施出怜悯。
And we're willing to accept His justice.
我们是否愿意接受他的公义？
Do you want to receive Jesus as your Lord because He has died and resurrected for you?
而你是否又愿意接受耶稣，因为他为你死，使你罪得到解决？
I leave this question to you for you to think.
我想今天就把这个问题呈现给大家，让大家去思考。
Let us bow as we pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord Jesus, we are so confident that we believe is true.
主耶稣，我们深信我们所信的是真的。
And this truth brings along meaning in our life.
这个真理使我们生命得到意义。
In our sufferings, you sustain us.
在我们困苦当中，你扶持了我们。
In our destiny, you give us a glorious hope.
在我们的未来，你赐给我们盼望。
That one day we will be joyful forever.
我们有一天将会一直喜乐的与你在一起。
And we're looking forward to the union with you.
我们向往那天与你同在的日子。
Thank you, Lord Jesus. You have been risen.
感谢主，你为我们复活了。
阿门。
阿门。